No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Nah.
Are you referring to the question that Miss Producer Blair just
exactly.
asked?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I have three wonderful daughters, and no, I wouldn't be happy.
Me either.
National Daughters Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, Amy, Jenny. Mm-hmm. God bless them. Wonderful
your daughters.
Children. Mary. Your daughter.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
It would be a no for her, too.
Puss, my daughter.
No.
My cat.
Your fur Claire's. Daughter.
Now, there's certain jobs you don't want your daughter to do. Probably jobs you don't want your son to do, for that matter.
Chris Rock said it best.
Mm.
A father's number one job is to keep his daughter off the pole. That's what Chris Rock said.
Wow.
That's Chris Rock.
That's touching. What a lovely. Put it in a nice. Hallmark card.
Yeah.
Hallmark card.
For God's sake.
Okay.
I think that's in the shoebox collection of the greeting cards.
Yeah, the inexpensive. Yes. The bucket and a half cards.
I want all of you to think good thoughts for me today because I need a better day than yesterday was.
I'm so sorry. What happened?
So bad in every way. Have you ever just had one of those days where you just get out of the bed and everything goes wrong?
Yes.
Right out of the gate. Oh. And you know it. And you know the rest of the day is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's all going
to
suck.
Just go back to bed.
Yeah. Yesterday,
is that an option, though, for most people?
Sometimes. I mean, for us, we get done work at about 1, so you could go back to bed for
tuck
a little
in.
Bit.
Yeah, I wasn't smart enough to do that. I kept carrying on thinking, I'll turn this day into something positive. First, I got out of bed, and I realized that the night before, I had left the refrigerator ajar. Like, I just kind of closed it as I...
Oh,
I kind of
no.
closed as you walk away, and I guess it didn't catch, so now... Everything in the refrigerator has gone off. There's nothing that I can do about it at this point because it's 4 a.m, you know. So I had to go home and deal with that. And then just it just snowballed. And I was like, you know, this is just not good at all. So I'll just do some errands and at least I'll get a couple things checked off the list eventually. So I was getting some things at this little shopping center. I went into the liquor store and bought some wine. I was like, this'll cheer me up. Put it in the trunk. So I popped the trunk. I have my purse and I have a box with some things in it. And I just put my purse down. I put the box in and I closed the trunk and I realized my purse is in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
With my keys.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But who's counting?
Well.
So now,
but
my
hold on.
Is basically.
Eric, do you still have the liquor?
It's in the trunk. With my
with
keys.
Everything.
And my phone.
You see, this is why somebody needs to buy you an Apple Watch, because you can talk to your phone or you can have your own phone on the watch.
Right.
And that's exactly why this is, because it would have saved you yesterday.
Right.
All right, what else happened?
So I had already clicked lock on the car so that when it would just lock because I was going to walk away and go into the framer and whatever, so it would lock automatically. So I no sooner do I close the trunk than I hear the beep, meaning it's all locked, and I also realize my purse is in there, and it started to rain at that point.
No.
The skies opened up, and it's like a wet t-shirt contest, which is fantastic.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just standing there being rained on in the middle of this parking lot, and the first good thing that happened yesterday happened to me at that point.
What happened?
A gentleman approached me.
Mm.
And he said, oh, you look like you could use some help. I said, yeah. I just told him what happened. Locked everything in the trunk. And he said, do you have a spare set of keys? I said, that I have at, you know, my place. And he said, I will give you a ride to your place.
Wow.
So I followed him and got in his...
Distress. You know, I happen to have my wheels over here. Mm-hmm. Got a few spare minutes. I don't mind helping.
Was he handsome?
Yeah.
At that time, he was dreaming.
He was dreaming.
Yeah, exactly.
He was mixed teaming.
He was a 10.
Yeah.
So you got into a strange man's car who you've never met in your life.
Oh, good point,
best.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. This is the best. He was a man in uniform, a FedEx uniform.
Oh. Brown.
I got in his truck.
Oh, cool.
And... it's on my bucket list to drive one of those trucks.
No.
I'm sure he's not supposed to let me, so I won't use his name. He let me drive the truck.
To your house.
Yes.
Did you drive it standing up or seated? Because you can drive it standing up.
Jack was like, stop.
I had the best UPS guy. I wanted to drive his truck.
I know. It was...
Did you shut the door?
No.
Oh, was the door open?
Open.
Shut the door.
It was the best 5 minutes I've had. lately.
I thought I saw Erica delivering a package to my house yesterday. I swear to God, that's Erica wearing brown.
She had quite a glow on her face.
I've never seen her wear brown before.
Oh.
Ever.
It was awesome. And I just couldn't have been more grateful to him at that point. I hugged him goodbye.
Did you tell him the last car you had, you flipped it over three times?
No. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, did I mention the package that was delivered yesterday was crushed? I wondered why.
Right?
How cool is that? How absolutely cool is that?
It was truly bucket list, which might sound crazy to somebody.
That is crazy that that's on your bucket list.
Not anymore. Checked it off.
You know, the bucket list number one item is on your sorority, getting you to pay dues. So maybe one day, Blair.
Okay, I keep praying.
Show me that handshake again. Coldplay, 30 seconds away on Mix.
Now, Mix 107.3 traffic.